But my name is Sarah Hayward, and I'm the chief executive of an organisation called MedCity. We are a young organisation, almost 3 years old, and we were set up as a partnership, continuing the theme of collaboration and partnership, between the Mayor of London and the Academic Health Science Centres of London initially, and now Oxford and Cambridge. And for those of you who don't know, Academic Health Science Centres are leadership organisations that bring together our top academic institutions that are driving forward biomedical research with the NHS hospitals that can help to bring those new products and new technologies through to patients. And MedCity was set up to do one simple thing to say, one very hard thing to do, and that was to really ensure that we were maximising the economic benefit of life sciences activity taking place within this region, and to ensure that London, with Oxford and Cambridge and the greater southeast of England, was and continued to be a world-leading centre for biomedical research. Part of that endeavour is about ensuring that clinical research, the testing of safety and efficacy of medicines, new products in patients, is something that is at the heart of what we do here in the south of England. And I must say that everything that we do at MedCity is not about Fortress London. It's not about generating benefit only for the southeast of England, but it's using the expertise, the depth and real excellence of the science and specialist NHS services that we have here for the benefit of the whole of the UK. And London can be an important landing place for industry to come and access key opinion leaders, patients, and to start that process of testing new medicines in patients. And success for MedCity is not only about more jobs, more activity, more collaborations with industry in this region, but it's also about more patients having early access to innovative medicines, and particularly, as we've heard, at a time when there's a degree of uncertainty through Brexit and there are risks for our patient population in terms of that early access to innovation, it's absolutely critical that we continue to cement our position as a leader in providing clinical studies all the way through, from the earliest phases right through into phase three and into real world studies. But this early access, this early testing of medicine, which Richmond Pharmacology is particularly excellent at and has at the heart of their business model, is absolutely critical in ensuring that academic and industry studies continue to be placed in the UK. So how fantastic that we are here today to see investment taking place in the heart of London. This is really what life sciences industrial strategy should be about. And so I'm delighted to lend MedCity's support to what you are doing here today. Congratulations and welcome.